Pirkei Avos begins as Shloisha Dvarim Ma'olam Oymed. The world stands on three pillars, Ala Torah, V'Alavoida, V'Gmilas Chasadim. Torah study, divine service, and acts of kindness. However, towards the end of the Perek, the Mishnah says, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ma'olam Kayim. The world is sustained by three things, Ala Din, V'Ala Emes, V'Ala Shalom. Justice, truth, and peace. So what is really keeping the world upright? Is it Torah, V'Avoida, V'Gmilas Chasadim, or is it Din, Emes, and Shalom? The answer is, that it's a combination of both of these ideologies. The world was created on the foundations of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. But in order to sustain the world, for the world to perpetuate throughout history, the world needs the principles of justice, truth, and peace. For the world to continue its existence, it needs both of these sets of three. To illustrate this point, I'd like to share with you a fascinating Gemara. There was a Tana by the name of Shimon Osani, and he expounded all of the times that the word S appeared in the Torah, deriving additional halachas with regard to that particular subject matter. And the Gemara says, Kim Shigia Les Hashem Lekachatira. Once the Shimon Amsuni reached the pasuk that is found in Parshas Ekev, that we should be in awe, that we should fear Hashem, he said, there's nothing that can be compared to Hashem. There's nothing similar to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Piresh, he withdrew from the project. And his student said to him, Rebbe, what will be with all of these esim that you interpreted until now? All those binders with your Chedushei Torah, all those notes with your insights, what will you do with them? Throw them in the Shemus truck? And he said to them, Kishem Shkishabalti Schar al Drisha, Kachani Mekabal Schar al Prisha. Just as I receive reward for all of my interpretations, so I shall receive reward for my withdrawal from the project. And his Talmidim was stunned. This was Shimon Amsuni's life's work, and he was ready to throw it all away. Why? Because he came to the conclusion that if he couldn't interpret even one of the essence in the Torah, that means that the entire premise was false, and he would have to retract all of the other interpretations as well. In effect, throw away all of his Chedushim that he worked on over his entire life to compile. But he wasn't discouraged, because he was seeking the truth, and that was his only mission in life. He said, I will walk away with my head held high. And by walking away from this project and retracting everything that he was machadesh, essentially blowing up his life's work, he was teaching his students a fundamental life lesson. Torah is only valuable if it's Torah's emes. He said, this project is not about me. I'm not here to make a name for myself. I'm here to search for the truth. And now we understand, Ashloisha Dvarim Ma'olam Oymed. The world was created and stands on the foundation of Torah, but is only sustained by the truth of Torah. The pillar of Torah corresponds to the pillar of Emes. Only a Torah of truth can sustain the world. In a secular court system, the prosecutor is supposed to be seeking the truth, but as we know, their true motive is all about winning, enhancing their resume and advancing their own career in the hopes of one day becoming a defense attorney, and then totally disregarding the truth. But Hashem's Torah is all about uncovering the truth. Chasama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Hashem's signature is Emes. The key ingredient of His Torah is truth. Torah demands the truth. Torah asks of us to seek the truth. With that, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story told about Reb Chaim Brisker. When he was younger and he started giving shir in the Volozhiny Yeshiva, some arrogant bachram of the yeshiva complained that Reb Chaim was unworthy of teaching in the yeshiva. They said, who is this Reb Chaim anyway? He only received this position because he married the granddaughter of the Rosh Yeshiva. So to resolve their complaint, the yeshiva decided that Reb Chaim will give shir in front of the entire yeshiva, and they will invite three great Talmidei Chachamim of the generation, and they will decide if Reb Chaim is fit to continue giving shir. One of the Rabbanim was Reb Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, the chief rabbi of Kovna. These arrogant Bacharim prepared for intellectual war. They spent day and night preparing themselves really well on the subject that Reb Chaim would discuss. They were determined to bring him down. And finally the day arrived, and Reb Chaim began a shir on a very deep subject matter in Masechtas Yevamos, and he was in the middle of reconciling a difficult Rambam. Then suddenly he stops, and he says, I now remember another statement from the Rambam that completely contradicts the approach that I was about to develop. And in front of the entire yeshiva and those three distinguished Rabbanim, Reb Chaim gave a bang on the shtender, and he said, the shir that I have prepared for you today is patently false. My hypothesis is wrong. The Rambam says otherwise in his commentary on the Mishnah. And with that, Reb Chaim stepped down from the podium. Some of his Talmidim attempted to show him that his theory was not wrong, and that the contradiction could be reconciled. But Reb Chaim said, "All your ideas are good answers, but not true answers. I made a mistake. My lecture was built on a mistaken premise." And his enemies were thrilled. They said, "He was defeated. He admitted his own ineptness." That evening, those three Chashuv Rabbanim came to Reb Chaim's home, and they told him, "We decided that you are fit for this illustrious position. You are worthy to be the Rosh Yeshiva of Elazhin." And Reb Chaim was stunned. He says, "Why? Tell me why. Explain it to me." And the Rabbanim said, "Any person who cares about the truth so much that he's willing to suffer the embarrassment of having to admit his own mistake for the sake of the truth is definitely worthy of being the Rosh Yeshiva in Elazhin." Reb Chaim understood the meaning of Torah's emes. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.